Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith for Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your kingdom walk of faith, in the kingdom assignment, and the kingdom victory, and the things that the kingdom has given to us by and through the blood of Jesus Christ. You're also going to be encouraged in that process. That place where we are being made, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, that process where we are getting ready for our tomorrow, where God is making us and shaping us, causing our faith to be that which comes through, that endures, that is more and greater than silver and gold, but the dross of your life, the dross, the things that are not like God, the things that do not exemplify him are scooped off, and the genuineness of your faith stands, the genuineness of what God has commanded and called for your life shows up and endures through every situation, through every circumstance, through everything that you might face in life. But while you're facing these things, you're becoming strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You're becoming strong in your faith. You're seeing the salvation of the Lord in your life. You're seeing the greatness of his power like never before. That their place is also that place where we see God shaping us, and we submit ourselves unto him. We're not holding back. We're not turning back. We're not being stiff-necked like Israel. We're not desiring the former things and not going and panting after him, thirsting after him, running after him, desiring him. We want him. Favor life is also that place where, like Abraham, we have favor with God and man, like David, favor with God and man. And this favor is that which God allows you to allow those to come beside you and show up like they did for David in the cave of Adullam and show him favor. That means they help make what God said for your life, what God has already determined for your life, come to pass by standing with you and standing in a place where they make the will of God done, whether they know it or not. Sometimes it's just information or a door, a favor, or an opportunity that they give that God has set them in alignment with your steps, set them in alignment with your purpose, and they do what God has called them to do, and they're helping you win what God has said. The Bible also says if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Christ Jesus, believing and receiving him as Lord and Savior, then we can ask what we will, knowing God is going to honor it. But also, we have the promise of Abraham, and all that God has given to Abraham, it becomes ours through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we know that, that process and that their place is also our ability to look like Abraham by faith into the things that God has said, look in the spirit and know what God is telling us is true. And it, we can stand in faith knowing that God is faithful to do exactly what he said. And that is our God. That's what he's able to do, because our faith, even though it's tried, it's more precious than gold. It bursts and brings forth everything that God says, because we see and know that what God has said takes the situations of life and it changes them to what he says and what his word has said concerning us. And we see that great manifestation. So we're thankful unto the Lord for all of these he has done. In this time that we have left, we're going to be talking about faith, and we're going to be talking about staying in that place of faith. We sometimes can become so busy with life, so busy with making things happen and putting things together and keeping things together and starting things and all the things that we do, that we sometimes can forget that we ourselves have to feed ourselves on the Word of God. Not only what we get on Sunday, not only what we get on Tuesday night or Wednesday nights, whenever we have our Bible study, that we, you know, get word or we are going through our day. We have to make sure that we spend time in the Word of God, that we spend time talking to the Lord, hearing what He has to say to us, and feeding ourselves in the Word, feeding ourselves in what God has wants for us, so that while we are going forth, while we're going through our day, while we're going through even situations and circumstances, we have the Word that springs up as a well of living water in us, so that we are reminded of what God says, reminding of the power that works in us, reminded of our faith in our God and His faithfulness, reminded of everything that He's saying, so that we see the might and the demonstration of God like never before in our life, because we're activating faith. And so when we look at just quick verses, as we look at Romans 10 and 17, I want to read this out of the Christian Standard Bible, and then I want to read it out of the Amplified Bible. I also want to read Colossians 3 and 16, because I want us to remind ourselves, we can become so busy that we forget to do this. We forget to do this, and the enemy does not want us to go into a place where we're able to feed ourselves. He does not want us to go into the place, and this is not saying forsake not assembling, forsake not hearing from your pastor. No, that's not what I'm saying. We are supposed to daily fellowship. We're supposed to daily be intimate and get the Word of God and put it in us, let it thrive in us, let us eat that Word. The same way we eat natural food, we eat the Word of God. We take it into our spirits so that we are able to now pull on the Word of God by the Holy Spirit, and allow God to even take that Word and reveal it to us even more and show us greater mysteries, so that we're able to walk in and possess some things, unlock keys by the Word of God, by the truth of God, and live a life that is pleasing. And so we have to make sure that we feed ourselves the Word, get that Word on a daily basis in our own personal life, because if the Word is going to be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway, the enemy does not want us to do that. Because when we do not feed ourselves the Word or get that Word on a daily basis, then we're moving on sense knowledge. We're moving on emotions. We're moving on what we feel. We're moving on what the culture says. We're moving on everything except for what God, our Father, has to say to us through His Word by the Holy Spirit. So we want to make sure that we're doing that, that we're spending time in the presence of God, spending time in the Word of God, getting that Word and causing the manifestation of that Word to be life into it, that it's more than just the letter, but it's the Spirit of God making that Word alive in us, making that Word active in us, causing that Word to now become that which now gravitates and produces and manifests in us greatly. So when we look at Romans 10 and 17 out of the Christian Standard Bible, it says, so faith comes from what we hear, what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ, God's Son. Okay, so we're making sure that we get that. It's coming through what God has to say to us. The Amplified version out of that same mess, out of that same a translation, out of a different translation, same message, Romans 10 and 17, says, so faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that comes from the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. When we look at Colossians 3 and 16, it says, let the word spoken by Christ, the Messiah, have its home in our or your heart and mine, and dwell in you all its richness, as you teach and admonish, as you train one another in all insight and intellect and wisdom, and spiritual things, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to God with His grace in your heart. And so we want that to be what we do and how we do it, because God is going to be glorified in our life as we do it. When we look at that same Colossians verse and we read that verse out of the New Living Bible, New Living Translation. It's going to tell us some more things. It's going to let us know some stuff that we need to know. And we need to make sure that we're taking that word and we're reading that word and doing what God wants us to do so that we can have the life that he's told us we are to have and have it more abundantly. The word of God is going to be that which keeps us. When everything else fails, God says his word never fails. It's going to be there. The enemy does not want that to be richly in us, because when we read the word, it builds our faith. It builds hope. It builds trust. It builds all of the things that we need in our lives. And so the enemy doesn't want that. He wants us to stay in a place where we're trying to struggle to find out, trying to figure it out, trying to grab something that God says, this is yours as a kingdom citizen. It is my will to make known to you my will and my life, my truth, my desires. I'm not going to hold anything good from you. If you ask me for bread, I'm going to give you a bread. I'm not going to give you a stone. I'm not going to give you a serpent. And so it is our kingdom right to know what God has to say to us. And it's going to be through his word and by his spirit. So the enemy does not want us to do that. He wants us to stay in a place where we're always grasping, trying to figure it out, like it's hidden from us. It is hidden. The mysteries of God are hidden from the world, but they are made known. Jesus even says it has been given to you to know the secrets, the mysteries of the kingdom. And not like it's something spooky, but that which means it's revealed to those who are spiritually ready and have a spiritual appetite for God and his word. It's been given to you to know, because the Spirit of God is going to lead you and guide you in all truth. So it's been given to us to know. And when we read Colossians 3, I have a new Living Translation. It says 3:16. It says, let the message about Christ in all its riches fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all wisdom he gives you. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. So he's letting us understand that our worship, our praise, our search for him, the message, the good news of the gospel of the kingdom, all of these things are what needs to happen in our lives for the teaching, for the elevation, for the illumination of what we need for our lives so that we can see the goodness of the Lord. When we look at, when we go back and look at the scriptures that were given in Romans 10, Paul comes back and he says to us and reminds us, he said that the Israelites heard, but they didn't obey. So we don't want to be people who just hear the word of God and not obey it. Us applying this word daily, us taking this word daily, us living this word daily in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the truth of God by the Spirit of God causes us to thrive, causes us to grow, causes increase in our life, causes us to be blessed, causes us to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that now causes us now to take what we have received and actively apply it, and the keys of the kingdom and the principles of the kingdom. The enemy does not want that to happen, as I keep saying, because he wants us to move and live and by everything but the word of God, by the Spirit of God, by being submissive to God's will. So every day in everything that you're doing, make sure you put the word. Make sure you allow the word of God to be that which is your focus with God himself. Why? Because that's where you're going to draw your strength. That's where you're going to get the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. That's where God is going to enlighten you. And the enemy doesn't want that. When we do this, guess what? Our way is made plain. He unveils to us secrets that we need to know, not only about the spirit, but the natural. He unveils to us truths that we need to know about decisions we need to make, plans we need to make, what direction we need to take, who we need to talk to and what we need to say, what steps we need to make in the direction of his divine will. He makes the vision of our life come to pass because we are staying in constant communication, intimacy with him through his word, through his spirit, through prayer, through worship. And we're making sure that he sits on the throne of our heart, that he's first. And so these are the things that we have to do. So I encourage you, stay connected to God, stay connected in his word, not just when you're in church, but every single day so that God can lead you and guide you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Be blessed.